Our next presenter is Dr. Joe Vendramini, and his presentation is Grazing Frequency Effects on Bahia Grass Cultivars Fertilized with Low N Levels.
Thanks, Joanna. I would like to acknowledge the co-authors in this work, Dr. Solenberger and Dr. Blount, and the graduate students, Andrea Aguiar and Leandro Galzerano, that they were the ones that really did the work. And as you have heard this morning, the section, Bahia grass is probably the most planted forage in Florida, and it has about one quarter of the total grassland area in the state. And the reason why the beef cattle producers rely on Bahia grass so much, it's because it's very tolerant to these very adverse grazing management conditions, such as overgrazing that is very common, mainly in early spring and late fall, low fertility, low pH, phosphorus, potassium concentrations are always low in Florida in these grassland areas. And even in South Florida, pretty much, we have these short periods of flooding. This is also very stressful to the plant, and we pretty much have that every summer in Florida when it start getting more rain. So, and the reason why this Bahia grass is so resilient to this kind of situation is it has a very strong root system and rhizomes. The growing points are really close to the ground, and this allows this plant to be very tolerant to these abusive conditions under grazing management. So we have different cultivars of Bahia grass. The ones that were there for a long time, such as Argentine, that is a tetraploid, and Pensacola, it is a diploid. So they have been used there for many, many years. And recently, in the last probably 10 years or 15 years, we had Tifton 9, that is a selection of Pensacola, is also a diploid. And in the last 2 years, the UF Riada was released by Dr. Blount as a cultivar that is more productive in the fall months or is less sensitive to day length. So that was the selection done here, and they were all done in Pensacola populations. So in 2009, she did a work doing some defoliation management on different cultivars under clipping conditions, and she found that when she started doing that clipping very frequent and intensive, the Bahia grass, the Argentine stand, was not affected by those management conditions. However, we saw that these improved varieties, such as Tifton 9 and Riada, they decreased the stand when they imposed those treatments for 3 years. So showing that probably those varieties would be less persistent under those stressful management conditions. So we have this recent increase in price of nitrogen fertilizers. This is a reality. So, and most of the beef cattle producers in Florida, they are extensive beef cattle producers. They can afford nitrogen fertilizer. They decrease significantly, or they just eliminate nitrogen fertilizer from their management. Most of them didn't decrease the stocking rates, and that caused that situation that I just mentioned for you that is very stressful on the plant. And we have seen a substantial amount of data in the literature showing the potential production of those Bahia grass plants. However, when we wanted to express the potential of production, we provide nitrogen and all the nutrients that this plant can have. But that's not the scenario now in this extensive system. So producers are asking how these new varieties, improved varieties, will perform when you have very limited fertilization, mainly nitrogen fertilization, and those conditions of overgrazing, and how those will affect these different cultivars. So the objective of this study was to test different cultivars, Argentine Pensacola, Tifton 9, and UF Riada, with two grazing frequencies, grazing at 2 weeks or 4 weeks, and we just have one application of nitrogen, 60 kilos of nitrogen per hectare in the spring. So it was in South Florida at the Range Cattle Research and Education Center, and we start harvesting on May. In 2010, we have an unusual late freeze in South Florida, was March 15. So what happens, we didn't need to stage those plots. We had the freeze. After a week, we just came and applied the nitrogen treatments and let them grow. And we have the first harvest in early May. And the last harvest of the year, it was dictated by when the plant didn't reach the stubble height target that we were expecting. That was 3 inches. So whenever the plant didn't grow over 3 inches, we quit harvesting. So as I said, the plots were 7x4, and we applied 60 kilos of nitrogen in March. And we grazed those plots with beef cows. They were about 500 kilos. And the grazing time varied. For instance, the 2 weeks plots, they have less forage, so we graze it faster. But it varies probably from 3 hours to 8 hours. So they never graze those plots for more than 8 hours during the day. So we harvest an area with a direct measure, with a push mower, so to account for nutritive value and herbage accumulation. And we also did some light interception measurements. Our main objective of doing the light interception is to see how height and how herbage mass or accumulation would correlate with light interception. We have a lot of evidence in the literature showing the light interception is well correlated with height and mass. So in this case, I would like to see how those parameters would correlate with different cultivars and with these low nitrogen levels that we apply. And at the end of the grazing season, we did tiller count, and we also measure root and rhizome mass. So I will switch to the results. We did have a cultivar by month effect on herbage accumulation. We did have also an unusual April and May in Florida because those used to be the driest months in the state. However, this month we have above average rainfall. So that result in this improved species being more productive during those months, mainly May, it was more productive. As you can see, Real and Tifton 9 were more productive than Pensacola and Argentine. So we had nitrogen and we have temperature and rainfall. So that result in these plants being more productive. However, we didn't see any difference until the end of the year because pretty much the nitrogen was gone and those raining conditions were pretty solid up to October when I said it was getting too cold and the plant didn't reach over 3 inches or 7.5 centimeters in stubble height. So the light interception, also we have an interaction month by cultivar. However, it was not exactly the same as it was for herbage accumulation. First month, those plants were taller and they have a higher light interception here, the Tifton 9 and the Riada, compared with the Argentine. And again, this difference show up here at the end of the year. So those plants have a higher light interception. However, they were not more productive. And if you see the height, again, a month by cultivar interaction, but again, didn't follow the same trend of the other variables. So in the first month, we saw different. Those plants, the improved species, they are more bunch type. They are more upright. You can see the difference when you walk the plots. And we also saw some difference in those plants in June, but no difference was seen till the end of the year. So we ran some correlations among those factors, and we saw that the light interception was not really well correlated with accumulation and height, but herbage accumulation have a fair correlation with height. So we have seen in the literature that height and light interception is usually very well correlated. But when you go across cultivars, across management practices for this Bahia grass here, that was not the situation. So now we also have effect of the grazing frequency in most of the variables that we measure. As you can see here, when you harvest at 4 weeks, the forage was higher. We have 91% light interception that, according to the literature in this warm season grasses, 95%. We would optimize growth, so we got pretty close to that 95. Herbage accumulation was higher, and I have to point out here, this is 2 harvests of 2 weeks, okay, compared with 1 harvest of 4 weeks. But even though we increase here the production, and this is a slide that related to persistence, showing that when we have 4 weeks, we have more tillers. We used to see when you have a higher frequent harvest, we used to have more tillers to compensate for the decrease in tiller weight. However, at 2 weeks, it seems that those plants were stressed, and we lost tillers. So we are actually here expecting to have a decrease in population because we have decreasing tillers. Inversely, we can see that the nutritive value, as expected, was better on the 2 weeks harvest on protein and digestibility. And this is the last information that I have to provide. This is the root rhizome mass, and this is micrograms per hectare on 20 centimeters depth, okay? And when you see here, we got a grazing frequency by cultivar interaction that makes the data kind of tricky to understand. However, the Argentina, I think it was the most puzzling because it decreased. When you go from 2 to 4 weeks, it decreased the root rhizome mass when supposed to be the opposite, in my opinion. You have more rest, the plant supposed to put back some on the reserves. But nonetheless, we see here under stressful conditions of grazing every 2 weeks to a 7.5 centimeters, the improved varieties, they had less root rhizome mass, as it was indicated previously in the clipping study by Interant. So it seems that those plants, they try to use those reserves for that late growth. So it's expected probably that they will be less persistent under those conditions. As a summary and conclusions, the herbage accumulation was pretty much affected by fertilization and the climatic conditions. So we expect that those improved varieties will be more productive as long as you have the growing factors, such as nitrogen fertilization and climate. And many times we don't see those in Florida. Early in the spring and late in the fall are the drier months that we have. So if you don't have water and you have a cold and you have early freeze, you will not see a lot of difference among those cultivars. So the herbage height and light interception were not always well correlated, as for many warm season grass in the literature. So probably light interception and height will not be very good indicators of production on across different cultivars of Bahia grass. Grazing interval of 2 weeks, certainly it was stressful to the plant, it decreased the tiller numbers and decreased the herbage accumulation. So now I tell producers, even if you don't have any inputs, if you don't have nitrogen fertilization and you cannot afford anything like that, you need to give that plant some rest. And again, we are talking about rotational stocking for a long time, and just rotational stocking on your low input system, it may increase your forage production. Argentina and Pensacola, they have greater reserves under 2 weeks, showing that probably they will be more persistent under those conditions. And I think we like to talk about the nutritive value of warm season grass and beat up the warm season grasses, because they have, in general, lower nutritive value than most of the C3 forages. However, the main problem that we have most of the time is herbage quantity. It's not nutritive value, it's not quality. So we keep beating up the quality when we don't have quantity. So with this in mind, I think that if we start doing some longer regrowth intervals, we can bump up the quantity, and now we can start talking about quality and be more effective in having better animal production. So I would like to thank you for your attention, and I'll be glad to take any questions that you might have. Dr. Sonnenberg.
I wonder, relative to the light interception they did, you think that there's more to come, but Bahia grass is, if the measures of light interception, because of their becoming growing habit, accurately represented the actual light interception that you might have gotten from those candidates?
The question was about the measurements of light interception and how accurate the light interception measurements with the methods that we use would be on Bahia grass plants. Because the Bahia grass is really close to the ground, it has a lot of leaves on the ground. When you set up the bar, you actually cannot set up the bar completely underneath the plant, right? You still put the bar on top of leaves. So I assume that most of the light interception that we do for Bahia grass is underestimated. because we are still with that bar on the top of the leaves. And that is a fact. I don't know if there will be the exact light interception number if you compare with a bunch of grass that you'll be able to put at ground level and really capture that light interception. And I think it probably is a good approach for comparing treatments, but not just to tell this is the exact number.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.